When you put your hats on the floor and hop over them, see who could hop over them the most hats without stopping.
You got me there.
Using that?
No, ma'am. I said, you got me there. I don't know what that one is.
Well, you know, people wore hats those days. They didn't go bad. They wore hats. And we was always a big crowd. You know, we'd meet at one house and there was always a big crowd. And they'd put their hats on the floor, on the ground. If he was outside, they'd put them on the ground. About this far apart.
Yes, ma'am.
And we'd see who could hop over the most hats, you know. Sometimes you could hop over them all, and sometimes you couldn't hop over but three or four.
Did people play music here, any sort of musical instruments?
They played a harmonica.
And what about the one bowed in and made that noise?
What they call that? I forgot. Juice harp or something like that. We didn't have too many of those.
You didn't have a juice harp, you? I mean, you don't remember
people playing? Mm-mm, not too much. We didn't. We had a harmonica. We used to dance by a harmonica most of the time. If one man would play, you know, and everybody would dance by it.
What kind of dances would you have?
We had all the we had beautiful dances, now I can tell you. Not like they dance these days. We had the waltz and the two-step and the mazurka and different kinds, you know.
A mazurka?
Yeah, you
well,
know.
I mean...
So many people on that side, so many on this side, and you go down the... And the waltz and the two-step. I love good dancing, but this dancing that they dance now, I don't care too much about it. I don't see where anybody can do what they're doing.
Yeah, they don't...
You don't even have to know how to dance.
You know, I was talking to nowadays, you can't get kids to come
you
dance
can't get
those together.
You're right, you can't. And I love those old dances.
Yeah.
They were beautiful. I like to see them dance.
Would they be at people's houses?
Mm-hmm. Meet at a certain house and take the beds down and everything out of the room and go ahead and dance.
Have a ball?
Yeah.
Would there be any kind of get-togethers after a wedding or anything like that?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Had a dance most all the time after a wedding.
Okay.
Big old dance. But I can't remember too much of having what kind of music outside of harmonica that we had. We had one or two that would play that, you know,
violin.
Guitar or violin or whatever it was. But children wouldn't make themselves satisfied today with that.
Yeah. Did you ever have, after somebody got married, would people come around their house and maybe shoot off their guns or wreck a big racket?
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
That was, if you lost your first wife or your first husband and you remarried, they call that chivalry. They would have buckets and cans and guns and just scream and holler at the door. You had to let them in and give them, treat them. You know, if you didn't let them in, they'd stay there for hours and do that. I went to some of those.
Do they still do them?
Well, not anymore. It's kind of wore out, you know. There was a man down the road there, got married, and he had lost his wife, you see. And he remarried, and we went down there and chivalried him, but he didn't let us have fun, though. He called us in right away. If they call you in, you can't do nothing, you know. But some of them would act stubborn, and they'd just let us play out there and holler and scream.
It was usually when a widower or a...
Yeah, or it was your second marriage, one of them's second marriage, that they'd do that.
Uh-huh.
I went to Bogalusa one time, and we had one over there. We waited until 10 o'clock to go and start a shivering. We had fun.
Yes, ma'am. Do you ever remember them having what they would call some people call it a faded door around here?
A faded door.
Okay.
I don't know.
Uh-huh.
I don't believe.
But those are some of the games you played.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
When a girl's getting ready to go to a party, she spends a whole lot of time.
Not too much in our days. Whole lot of time primping and all that.
Yes, ma'am.
Sure. No.
You did?
Mm-mm. We didn't even eat.